with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Happy New Year edition of the Grilling Guys. We are glad you're tuning in. I hope you're warm and snuggled in wherever you are, because it's been the real winter cold is upon us. I'm Jop. Barbecue Bob is out this week. Joining me in the studio is my pal and fishing partner, Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery and the U.S. Ice Fishing Team. We're going to cover that in the next segment. But Chaz is a very experienced griller and even a more experienced brewer. So whenever I have the chance to put those two together and need a co-pilot, he fits right in. But welcome, Chaz.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you bet, man.
I'm getting hungry, though. We've been talking all this pulled pork.
Right.
But now we got to talk about eating it.
Right. What do you want to do with it? Okay, we can start out with the classic. You pull it, you put it on a bun, put a little sauce on it, and you've got a pork sandwich.
Everybody's
right?
Got that one. I like a little sliced pickle on there. But
oh, okay.
Maybe a little slaw.
Okay.
You know, just make me feel a little summery there.
Right, yeah.
But cool. You always have the leftovers, because this is a big hunk of meat.
Right.
And unless you're throwing the big extravaganza,
right,
and having 40 people over, which you're probably not going to do on your first smoke,
right,
you're going to have leftovers.
Right.
Now, one of the first things is portion those leftovers up smaller, meal size portions, because mm-hmm. you're going to put some in the freezer, you're going to put some in the fridge, because you get to them the next couple of days.
Right.
But don't make the mistake of filling a gallon bag.
Right.
Because what are you going to do with a gallon bag of pulled pork all at once when you right. thaw it out? So use smaller portions. And once you go and thaw one of those out on a day when you're not going to fire up the smoker, there's some great things you can do. Nachos.
Right. Fabulous.
Just, you know, some corn chips and cheese and that. And whether you put it on a pizza pan, you pop it in the oven. I like to just put a piece of foil on there and pop it in.
Right.
Or if you're in a hurry, microwaving it, it makes your chips a little soggy, but right. if you can live with that. And then right at the end, maybe a little salsa or barbecue sauce. If you got a spicy barbecue sauce and garnish with a little bit of fresh onion,
yeah.
man, that's
yeah.
the bomb.
Ooh, making my mouth water just thinking about that. And when you pull that pulled pork out of the refrigerator, there's a couple things you can do with it. Leave it on the counter for a half hour, because what you're going to see is you're going to see a little bit of the fat. It's when you pulled it, you mixed all that in. So when you portion it out in the bag and you chill it down again, you're going to get that fat and it,
grease, it congeals up.
Right,
yeah.
It congeals. And so, but you want that back in the food that you're making, okay? So one of the things that I've done in the past, it's in a Ziploc bag or it's shrink wrap bag, whatever you got, is I'll just draw a little bit of warm water in the sink and just float it in there and let it, not hot, but warm water, and let it thaw out a little bit, and it loosens up that, and you get all that flavor back in your dish. And but don't just rip it open and pull it out of there frozen, because it'll probably not come out all the way.
Yeah, you're going to lose the fat's going to stick to the bag. You're right. not going to get it all. So warming it up is a great tip.
Right.
After that, you know, you got the choice of whether you're going to put it in a pan and warm it, or are you going to just pop it in a bowl in the microwave, get it hot,
right.
so that it's hot when it goes on the nachos. Or another one is a baked potato.
Ooh.
Just take a baked potato and kind of bust it open. Put that on with some cheese and nuke that to melt the cheese, and bam, baby.
Next week is the healthy grill. This week
yeah, this is go. It's New Year's.
Right. Yeah, you're gonna start losing weight next week.
Yeah.
This is the one we want to pack it on. Enjoy, you know, send 2017 out with a layer. Come on, man.
And there's some awesome little things you can do, like those Hawaiian rolls that you get down at Meijer.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are great. You slice those. They're a real sweet little roll. You can make little sliders instead of a full-blown sandwich. And those are great at a party, or if you're just having to make up a plate of munchies for the kids. You know, you make up a dozen of those.
Yep.
You can feed the kids and get on a snow day. And, you know, instead of just boring old cheese sticks or cereal or something, you can look like a rock star dad.
Right. I've got one that is a little bit on the more healthy side. I love a Cobb salad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so, you know, you got the eggs, romaine, the tomatoes, avocado, so on, whatever it is you like in that really mixed up. And I chop that a lot of times. So it's in little cubes rather than long pieces, especially the romaine. It's a little tough to eat, so you chop it up.
Well, you don't have a beard to catch all the drips.
Yeah, exactly. But using that pulled pork on there and heat it up separately and so that you've got all the flavor back in it again, and then just chop that up and sprinkle it on the top of the salad as opposed to bacon maybe that you'd have. But if you want to be real decadent, put the bacon and the pulled pork. You're just, you know, one little further back on the hog than the other. I mean, it's still all good, man.
Oh, it's all
Yeah. And a little blue cheese dressing on that Cobb salad. So maybe it's not so healthy after all. But one of my favorites is just to have that as a lunch, you know, and you feel good about it. And the flavor is amazing. And it's just easy use for that leftover pulled pork. I haven't made them in a long time, but like a Philly steak sandwich, but make it with the peppers and the onions that are grilled and put the pork in that. And I get a little beef broth and make an au jus because, man, there's nothing better to me than that provolone melted on there on top of those peppers and onions. And then you dunk it in the little au jus. Ooh,
for a quick sandwich, I've often just taken a small plate, put a sandwich-sized portion on there, and put a slice of cheese on there. Something nice like a sharp cheddar or something. Put a little bit of barbecue sauce on before you put the cheese on. Pop that in the microwave. Heat that up. Transfer that over onto just some eaten bread.
Yeah, some eaten bread.
that makes a quick lunch because a lot of times you got things to do.
Right.
And you don't have time to go all gourmet.
Right.
Pulled pork is a resource that you can just grab a pair of tongs, grab some out of that Tupperware in the fridge.
Right.
Make yourself a quick lunch. And remember that great day you had out on the deck smoking this thing.
And the beauty of this stuff is it holds really well in the fridge. I mean, you literally got a week at least from this smoked meat. It's completely cooked, right? And as long as you let it cool down a little bit before you put it in the fridge. But once it's in the fridge, take it out, grab your servings, and put it back in. And it's going to last you several meals. But anyway.
And you can even pull that bag out of the freezer and start another Tupperware for the next week.
Yeah, exactly, if you want this stuff. So lots of different ideas with pulled pork. As Chaz mentioned earlier, thegrillingguys.com has hundreds of recipes on there and ideas for you to use. You know, one of the things that I enjoy doing for this holiday is having friends over and cooking for them, right, as we all do. Is there are other appetizers that while you're smoking the pork, right, that you can put on there. Poppers are super popular.
Chicken wings.
Right.
Taking a bag of take some chicken wings, put your rub in a gallon Ziploc, give it a shake.
Right.
Pull those babies out and put those on the smoker. They're going to get done quicker.
Right.
So now we can feed people a little appetizer,
yeah,
you know, during the first quarter.
Yeah.
Instead of having to wait until, you know, the premier primetime game
yep.
to eat.
The jalapeno poppers are a great one. You know, I like to serve them whole. I cap them, take the cap off, take the core out where the seeds is where, and that fibrous membrane in there is where all the heat is. And I'll leave some of them with that in, and I'll take others that are out because your guests, you usually got a couple bonsai guys that are like, oh, I want them as hot as I can get them. To me, I don't enjoy that. I like them cored. And then you can put any number of things on the inside of these things. Put that cap back on there with a piece of bacon. What I mean is I took the top off.
Bacon,
I didn't cut it
lengthwise. Duct tape of
right,
food.
That's right. Flap it over the top. Wrap it around there a couple times. They work really good in the smoker because you don't have to flip them. Okay. If you try to grill these things, you're rolling them around, and invariably the stuff that you stuffed inside comes out. Right. But on a smoker, that bacon tightens up. It seals that together. And bam, man, you got some great. And those
if you
are
run
an hour,
into,
hour and a half.
If you run into the problem of your bacon falling off, just a simple toothpick.
Right.
Just put a pick in there.
Yep.
I find it actually makes it easier for it to be grabbed.
Sure.
You know, it's a handle now when I go to eat it.
Yep.
A handle when I get it off the grill.
And your toothpick will not burn when it's on the smoker. where it will if it's on the grill. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to dive into a little hard water fishing with...
I'm not going swimming.
Right, with Chaz, because he is a known national expert on ice fishing and in tis the season. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. No Cameron, it feels so right. All comes down to you and me, girl. There's not enough love in the world to make some like a little more.